Dozens of Ukrainians are feared dead. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. They were sheltering inside a school that was bombed by Russian forces yesterday. Officials in the Luhansk region say two bodies have been found, 30 people have been rescued, and about 60 people are missing under the rubble. Better news out of Mariupol, where all civilians have been evacuated from a steel plant. Ukrainian forces remain there. In neighboring Slovakia, First Lady Jill Biden is meeting Ukrainian refugees and volunteers.
Hello, nice to see you.
Julia.
Nice to meet you, Julia. Where are you from?
The First Lady also visited a school that has taken in displaced students. Across the country, abortion rights advocates are mobilizing.
Thousands of protesters are taking to the streets across the nation this weekend in a stand for abortion rights. In Washington, demonstrators gathered in front of the Supreme Court on Saturday and at the nearby homes of conservative court justices. The activists are expected to target churches on Sunday. The protests followed the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion indicating the high court favors overturning Roe versus Wade. An actual ruling is not expected until next month.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A medical mystery in paradise. Three Americans have died while vacationing in the Bahamas. Two of them had sought medical treatment.
There were some signs of individual presenting to the clinic with nausea, vomiting, and some symptoms. They were eventually seen to and subsequently discharged themselves.
Dr. Michael Darville is the Bahamas health minister. He spoke to Eyewitness News Bahamas. Foul play is not suspected. The State Department says it's closely monitoring the investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Soaring inflation appears to have Republicans in the driver's seat ahead of the midterm elections. David McCormick is running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania.
It's all due to the policies of Joe Biden. The spending, the energy policy, which made us a net energy importer, the border, which is putting added burden on our economy.
Democrats are hoping the firestorm surrounding abortion rights will chip away at GOP momentum. The battle over abortion has raised the prominence of the nation's governor's races. Contests in states like Arizona, Georgia, Florida, Michigan, and Wisconsin could have a significant impact on reproductive rights. Another invitation to the southern border for President Biden.
This is a serious problem. It's a complex problem. I think our president needs to be here, speak to local officials, speak to the people that are entrusted in protecting our border.
Richard Cortez is a judge in Hidalgo County. An unprecedented surge of migrants is anticipated once a pandemic-related health order is lifted.
A source with the Texas DPS tells me, based on a new intel report, 4,000 more Haitian migrants are making their way to Nuevo Laredo, which is positioned just across the river here. And a mile back from that, you're going to find a group of between 1,500 and 3,000 Haitian migrants already there. So we could have as many as 7,000, possibly more migrants waiting to cross into Laredo when Title 42 ends on the 23rd.
Fox's Nate Foy. There's a reason why Florida residents are seeing more alligators roaming around. For starters, the weather is getting warmer, which tends to energize the cold-blooded reptiles. It's also mating season, which makes male alligators more aggressive. In recent weeks, gators have been seen walking through neighborhoods and even approaching the front doors of homes. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.